Wednesday, January 28th. It took me forever to finish all my letters for my advice column. I was so happy when I finally posted the final one for editorial review, and as usual, my column created quite a buzz. But by lunchtime, all of the help boxes were running over again. To try and control the overflow of letters in the hallways, the school secretary took a large cardboard box, scrawled the words, "Mail for Miss Know-It-All," and set it right outside the office door. It was mind-blowing. By the end of the day, I had a box full of 216 letters. I was so happy that Chloe and Zoe agreed to stay after school and help me sort and answer them all. I don't know what I would do without them. But the most exciting news today came from Mr. Zimmerman himself. Just as we were finishing up, Lauren rushed in to tell me that Mr. Zimmerman wanted to see me ASAP. Although I was finally starting to get used to him, he still made me super nervous. I didn't have the slightest idea why he wanted to talk to me, unless Mackenzie was stirring up some kind of trouble. Maybe she had finally submitted that article about the great toilet paper caper, with all of those lies about her house being egged. OMG, what if Mr. Zimmerman gives the article to our principal and the principal calls our parents? Chloe, Zoe, Brandon, and I could get kicked out of school. My heart started pounding and I broke into a cold sweat. I knocked on Zimmerman's door and he asked me to come in.
"Thanks for stopping by, Nikki. Please have a seat. I must admit, I was really shocked and surprised when I heard about what you'd done. And Lauren tells me you had two of your friends helping you."
"I am really sorry, Mr. Zimmerman. It's not as bad as it seems. I can explain."
"The young lady, there's no logical or reasonable explanation for what you've done. Not only is your advice column the most popular thing in our newspaper, but it's increased our readership by 42%. I knew you had it in you. Congratulations, Sparky."
I just stared at Zimmerman with my mouth dangling open. "That is great news, actually. Thanks." Then the weirdest thing happened. Zimmerman's eyes started to tear up a bit as he held up a large certificate with a red ribbon around it. "Each month, I select an MVP from the newspaper staff. It's my pleasure to award this certificate to you based on your outstanding contribution to the WCD newspaper as the advice columnist, Miss Know-It-All. May you live long and prosper, Sparky."
OMG, I was so happy.
But more than anything, I was relieved. Me and my friends weren't in trouble after all. And now, Miss Know-It-All is an award-winning columnist.
Eat your heart out, Mackenzie.
There was even more good news. Because I was getting swamped with letters, Mr. Zimmerman suggested that I select and answer only 6 to 8 letters a day, just like a real syndicated advice columnist.
Easy peasy.
So now I no longer have to kill myself trying to answer 200 letters a day. Woohoo!